prayer by Brother Pete. There you left your room this morning.
Did you think to pray in the name of Christ our Savior? Did you sue for loving favor as a shield today?
So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. When you're met with great temptation, did you think to pray by His dying love and for the Lord's Supper. Let's turn to number 387. 387. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the
glory to His name. morning from 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come.
Take his bread, represents the body of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
It's not my fault, just a passing through. My treasures are laid up.
Sure you do. But if in fact you find yourself doing wicked things and talking wicked ways, what is happening to you then? you are fearful of that, you feel guilty about that, when no man recognizes it, no man knows it, but you feel like that because you know within your own heart that you're not saying the right things and the good things. Think about that as we go in line. There are not many people that can know your every step and your every way of life. They cannot know your every activity in life from day to day. They don't know how you feel when you smash a finger and what you say then, unless they're around you or about you. But not everybody's around you. They don't know. But then there are other ways in which they do know. Like on a Sunday morning, do they know that you stop to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? Do they stop to have an interesting question that they want to be answered about the Church of Christ to them? And do they ask you, do they feel comfortable asking you? Or do they feel like that if they ask, you'll tell them more than they ever wanted to know? You'll tell them in such a haughty and powerful way that they'll be ashamed to be around their friends when you ask that question. And therefore they won't ask that question at all. What about that ways of life? Let's not be people who are part of wicked ways and flee when no man pursues. Go with me now to Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. What is the case of our friendships? We know that friendships that we have, we become like them. We tend to gravitate toward people who are like us. And as a result of that, we become people like they are. And if they're wicked people and wicked in their ways and talk and conversations and manner of life, what will we become? We'll become the very people that our Father told us, no, that's not the way of life to live, that's not the way of life to do. But we'll become that nevertheless. And he says, whoso keepeth the law of God is a wise son. He realizes the benefit and the power of doing God's will as he goes in life from day to day. And as he does this, he blesses his father and mother as they teach him and talk to him about the ways to live and be. I had a good mother and father. I had good grandparents. And I had wonderful teachers along the way that, although they may at times have not practiced what they said, they nevertheless told me what the good book says and where to find it in the good book. This is the way of life to talk. This is the way of life to act. This is the way of life to behave. This is the way of life to do as you go forth in life. Doing it God's way and God's will, that is a way of life that we can find to do, be good. In verse number 13 of chapter 23, he says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. How are we as we do these things in life? We find ourselves in prayer about these particular things. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Covering it by the blood of Christ furnishes us a wonderful blessing, furnishes us the forgiveness and cleansing of our sins. And notice that the word cleanseth is used in reference to sin. We mentioned this last Lord's Day morning in that lesson. When we find ourselves in life, we don't find ourselves having a quick answer to something, a quick answer to how to live and how to talk, how to behave. We're going on in our activities of life from day to day. And as a result of that, we find ourselves saddened by, once again, those words showing up, by, once again, those mannerisms showing up. And without that, we find ourselves rejoiced and blessed. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. When we find a way to say, I'm not going to do that, but I'll cover by the blood of Christ for forgiveness. I'll claim the way of the Lord. He says, he that confesseth and forsaketh. I know I've done this, I know I've done that, and as a result, I know that this is not the right thing to do. It's not the right way to behave. And as a result, God's forgiveness is with that man who forsakes his way. He will have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief, verse 14 says. Indeed, if we harden our hearts about that matter and do not confess it and pretend it's not there and get mad at anybody who points it out to us, that's not the way to live. That's not the way to behave. The way to behave is to be happy. And a man feareth always. When that word happy is used in the Old Testament or the Bible, it is a way that is talked about from the standpoint of people's fearing and having the way of God in their hearts and lives. When we find a way of doing that, like we don't harden our hearts, we don't become wicked people. Pharaoh in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, was one who heard Moses and hardened his heart against the way that Moses wanted him to go, and that God in heaven instructed Moses that he wanted them to go. The Pharaoh hardened his heart and found a way in which he had to face the tributes and problems of his future. And so in the future, he had people who died. He had a son who died. The blood was not there to cover the doorpost of his home where he was. Therefore, all firstborn died within. Think about that just a moment in regard to this matter. And finally, Pharaoh says, you can go. In the book of Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 18, it says, whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. That's the description that's given back earlier in the book of Psalms chapter 71 in reference to the way of life that David was looking at. And David looked at that way of life and he was saying, Lord, where are you during the time of the wicked? The wicked do this and that and the other. It looks like you don't pay any attention to it. And then he thought this way. He said, I thought this way along my way until I went to the sanctuary of the Lord. There I understood that he's placed on slippery ground. You placed him on slippery ground, Lord. And he will suddenly fall. He'll think that everything's going good, it's firm footing, and everything's good, but it slips and he falls. As a result of that way of life, don't be a person who follows that way of life. Be a person who follows the way of life that's always good and always solid and always right. When we find ourselves doing that, we'll be people who follow the right way of God. A little bit later in the book of Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 25, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife. He that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. There's a proud heart that says, I'm right no matter what you say or do. I'm right no matter what you think about. I'm right what I tell you, and I'm going to tell you this way again and again. That's not the way to approach people at all. The way to approach people is to approach them in this way. He that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. We put our trust many years ago in the Lord when we asked him to bless little Olivia. Little Olivia was born 1 pound, 4 ounces. She was 4 months early. And she was there in that NICU unit for the rest of the time until the March. She was born in October. And the March time came later on, born December, rather. And the arch time came when she was at March. She finally was to be delivered. She was already here, already developing in people way of caring for her. And as they did care for her, we put our trust in the Lord. We put our faith in the Lord. We put our way in his way that this would be all right. And because we call it all right, she's here today. And you be careful about what you say when you're in front of her, because she'll remember and she'll tell others about it. She'll tell others what you said, what you meant by it. And she's just as sharp as she can be about it. What a way of life it is to have a way of life that puts their trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hath his eyes shall have mercy, have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. When you have a way of life that is pursuing a way that is not godly, even the worldly people themselves realize this is going too far. This is saying too much. This is behaving too wrong. then you find yourself in the midst of an unfaithful people who finds you not to be somebody to follow. But if you're a person who is following the trust of the Lord, if you're a person who is righteous in your conduct, seeking to do what is right in your conduct, there's an increase about your life. There's a great hope about your life. There's a great joy about your life that is not there otherwise. You say, well, there are certain parts of the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, you skipped today. Well, I did. And I skipped one of them because of a personal reason I want to close this lesson with today. Go back up with me in Proverbs chapter 28 to verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste shall be rich. To be rich shall not be innocent. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Be faithful to the Lord. After all is said and done about this matter, you'll go up to a passage in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, in which you will see how the Lord wants us to behave and how he wants to treat us. How the Lord wants us to behave is a way of life that is good and godly and righteous, but we find ourselves getting over into foolish ways of life, and the Lord does not bless us in that at all. Let's follow the way of the Lord. Let's be people who are respectful of God. We're a faithful man, a faithful woman, a faithful person in God's way. When this particular lesson is done, this particular lesson is moved, it makes us think about people in our families and how we've influenced our sons and our daughters and what their influence is in life. And this is a way of life to follow. We've noted to you that there's not a way of life in the way of the wicked, verse 1. There's not a way in the life of a person who turns away from hearing the law in verse 9. There's not a way of life until we cover our sins and find them not there seen by others, that because it's not seen by God. But that's not true. Whoso confesseth and forsaketh them, he shall have mercy. It is fine for us to follow God's way and God's will and to be around the people who follow God's way and God's will. Because there is noted in the passage there, it will be the case that we will shame our father because of the way that we misbehave in life. Verse 7. Whoso keepeth the law, he's faithful to the law, is a wise son. He that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. Let's not be a person who does that way and follows that way of life. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation today, think about your relationship with him and how that things are prepared for you to obey the gospel. Be baptized into Christ today, as he noted in Romans 6, and be raised to walk a newness of life. A newness of life that you'll walk and you'll find yourself thanking the Lord that you live to a time to know what is right and what is good and what is God. And as you think of the Lord that way, what a blessing will come to your life because of that. That's the way that God tells us to follow. And as old as the Proverbs are, that's the way he told people to behave. But he that finds himself wicked in life, he flees when no man pursueth it. Don't be that way of life. Be a person who tells the truth, who does righteous things, and who has an influence for good and for godliness' sake as you live in life from day to day. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation, all things are ready for you to come back to him and be restored to that first love. That's what Simon was told in Acts chapter 8. Repent and pray. The Lord will forgive your heart. The thought of your heart and intents of your heart will be forgiven. Simon could be new again. And that's what he said to Simon Peter, pray you to the Lord for me, that none of these things you told me will come upon me. He didn't want any of those things, neither do we want any of those bad things to come upon us. So let's follow the way of the Lord in his righteous way. As we stand together and sing this song today, would you come to the front and let us know?
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides.
abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
I know you're not seeing Miss Jane here this morning. She went with Olivia and Beth down to Batesville today.
Thine all love excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, for the faithful mercy's crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love in
God. Father, we thank You so much for Thy love and care. We thank You so much for this service today. We're prayerful for us to follow a way that's righteous and a way that's good. As in the Proverbs back long ago, You said the various penalties and harms that befall those that are wicked in their ways and ungodly in their conduct with others. Bless them in every way to turn from that way for good and godliness' sake. Be with all of our families as they go about and travel from day to day, that they'll be safe in their ways of life, and whatever they do in life, that it'll be to Thy glory and Thy honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.